The e-bow slides effortlessly from string to string and aligns itself over each string as you cross. Stay over the hot spot. No need to force it or visually line it up. Just get it close and let the guide grooves walk it into place. You don't need to lift the e-bow from the strings. Just relax the pressure and lightly push it to the next string. Skipping strings is trickier, but becomes easy with practice. Using the spiccato technique helps. When you get to the E strings, the e-bow rests on one support string, and you have to balance the unsupported side. The high E string is the hardest to activate quickly, so press the e-bow to bring the drive channel closer to the string, and tap the fretboard harder with your left hand. The same applies to the B string to a lesser degree. Slide up and down the fretboard with one finger for a more consistent sustain. The low E string vibrates the most freely and may start touching the drive channel. To avoid this, tilt the e-bow away from the string, keeping the guide groove in place on the A string. Bear down with the e-bow on the high strings. Release pressure and tilt the drive channel away from the low strings. And you should achieve a fairly even response as you play sustaining passages across the strings. Sometimes, when bending a note above the 12th fret, you may need to tilt the e-bow away from the string and apply more pressure on the e-bow to keep the string from bending out of the energy field. Always keep the guide groove you're bending toward on track.